Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got our good friend Doug Campbell back on the show. Douglas Campbell III, by the way. He's the author of The Success Coach. He is the success coach. He works with a lot of companies, a lot of individuals just like you and me to help us do a better job putting our best foot forward in the marketplace, being better leaders of our small businesses. His new book is called Where to Go From Here, and it's all about reinventing yourself, which we all are going to have to do, folks. And let's get Doug in here. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Doug, I've been saying for a long time that that whatever we had in the past prior to, let's say, third quarter of 08 was an era. And I hope we enjoyed it because that era is gone. 2009 is a transition year. Fourth quarter 2008, 2009, and all of 2009 is a transition period, a buffer, if you will, almost a lost year. I wrote a piece a while back where I actually proposed that 2009 could wind up being a lost year, meaning that it's not part of the past era, and it's not really going to be all that much part of the future era. But after this year, we're going to enter a new era where things, so many things are being reset. And we're going to have to reinvent ourselves on many levels. What do you think?
Well, I think definitely. I'm calling it, we've gone from the agricultural to the industrial to the information age. Now I call it the collaboration age.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a lot more competition. Business is moving much faster. There are obviously not a lot of tools and developments out there, but you've got to collaborate more than ever.
Right.
And it really has changed. You know, I think maybe Twitter is part of it, where in the last 6 to 8 months, all of a sudden it's on everyone's radar screen. You know, so
why has Twitter made such an impact? What do you think?
Well, you know, if you hear the stories about Iran, it's interesting that that's how a lot of people communicate through
mm-hmm.
Twitter, and I think that's somewhat validated that this is there. But
it's democratized.
You know,
it's democratized. The publishing of information, whether it be important or not important, hasn't it?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to my son is back from L.A., and there's a guy who has a burrito hot dog stand out there. It's mobile in L.A. His only strategy is he Twitters where he's going to be that day, and he'll get 150 people lined up to buy his burritos. And I couldn't believe it.
Ladies
there's
and
no
gentlemen,
marketing
this is a small business owner. Don't tell me small business owners can't use Twitter.
I never heard one like that before, but that's true.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can believe that. I mean, it's all about communities. You know, you calling it the age of community of collaboration. You know, and not to parse words or to disagree with you, but I've been saying it's going to be the age of communities.
Okay.
Which is basically
same idea.
Because it's all about communities. It's all about reaching out and touching not individuals but communities in those individuals, and recognizing that in our businesses, Doug, your business and you and your business, me and my business, we have literally the potential to have thousands of communities.
Definitely.
Because each community is revolves around us. That's what we get to do when it's your community, and it's about how you serve them. If you're in the ice cream business, you can have a community that only likes your vanilla, and then another community that only likes your chocolate.
Well, and it's, you know, there's just a whole range of differences in this whole age, whatever you want to call it, community collaboration. A lot more competition. You got to deliver. You got to exceed customer expectations versus just provide a good product.
Right.
You got to think about global and new competitors versus just the competitors that are already out there. You've got to, you know, use networking, but also social networking ideas. I think, you know, you've got to stay connected. You know, a lot of the poor now, cell phones are a big thing. They're changing
right.
the world tremendously. So. It's, you know, we're at the very beginning of this age, but a lot of the developments are going to impact for years and years to come.
Right. So how does a small business owner focus on all this? How do we think about all this?
Well, you know, in this book, the Where to Go From Here, Reinventing Your Career, Your Business, Your Working Life, I actually, one of the more interesting things I've found is that you need to look at your personal history. And I actually have this theory called the 1628 theory, which isn't the term I used in the book, but look at the things that you did between 16 and 28. So that's high school, college, first and second job. And what were the things that you were naturally drawn to and passionate about in your life at that time? And those are things that you'll come back to later in life.
Right.
And in my case, you know, I tutored American Indians in Chicago. I have a tutoring business with my wife, Sylvan Learning Center,
right,
in Darien.
Doug, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks.
Okay.
Right back with Doug Campbell after these messages. His new book is called Where to Go From Here. He and I will be right back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. This is our small business anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Do it or die. That's what we do, small business owners. You only live twice, as he says. Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. That's what we do, small business owners. We do it or die, don't we? We make it happen. As Hannibal said when he was having trouble getting through the Alps with his elephants, his general said, "We can't find a way." And he said, "We either have to find a way or make a way." And that's what we do, isn't it, small business owners? 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. You got 1 minute. Actually, you got 5 seconds. We got something there you can do in 5 seconds. 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever time you have, whatever's on your mind under the small business sun, we've got something you can read or listen to. You can ask questions. My blog is there, my knowledge base. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, all kinds of stuff there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Douglas Campbell is with us, folks. Doug is the new author of the new book, Where to Go From Here, Reinventing Your Career, Your Business, and Your Work Life. Doug, we're talking about, you said something about passion a minute ago, about, you know, what were you passionate about when you were young? One of the things that made me think about was we were passionate about something prior to this recession. Small business owners were. And then we've had this recession. So many things have been reset. We've had a complete meltdown of the credit market. The consumer is, you know, gone underground. We've got lots and lots of issues, and so we've gone into survival mode. And that was the right thing to do. But we're emerging into a recovery now, Doug. And what I worry about is that small business owners might wait too long to convert back from survival back to passion. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I would somewhat disagree with you. I'm a CEO coach, and I'm working with several companies that are booming.
There are a lot of companies
and,
that are.
You know, they're out there, and, you know, one's a publishing company, will be up 50% this year. But they have a whole model where they do market research to finish published textbooks. And I think if you're a good niche player and you're very focused and you're using some good strategies, you can do well in this market. But obviously being passionate about what you're doing is crucial to to growing and building your business.
Everybody isn't in survival mode. Clearly, there are companies who are surviving. But as you know, there are industries that are really taking it on the chin right now.
Oh, definitely.
And the retail industry is having a tough time. But regardless, we all have to work through the realities of 2009. And so how do we make sure, though? Let's not presume that we're completely in the passion mode. How do we make sure that we're prepared to leave the survival attitude behind and focus on the expansion? What do you think?
Well, I think one of my thoughts is that, you know, look at your personal history, and this is all covered in the book, but what are the things you did in high school, college, you know, first and second job that you were passionate about? And you will get back to those, and you can build business strategies around that. For example, I have a client now who ran several clubs, sailing clubs, and he's getting into a kind of a new position with an insurance company, but he's going to use the sailing connection and sailing passion to sell clubs insurance programs. Another friend who's very involved in the environmental world, and she's on, you know, major environmental boards, is involved in every town activity that involves preserving nature, things like that. So I need you to, you need to think about what are passionate activities you did that can help reinforce and support your business.
So what about the business model? How do we look at our business model? Because, you know, there are some business models that are going to have a tough time in this next era. How do we look at our business model and make sure that doesn't need to be reinvented?
Well, clearly, I mean, there are businesses, you know, the whole media world, I think, publishing, have contracted and probably will stay contracted for quite a while, maybe not even come back, financial, mm-hmm. Things like that. So I think you've got to figure out, okay, am I in a good business? Are there opportunities, or do I really need to adapt and modify my business? It's a constant challenge of small business owners.
One of the things that I've been telling people for a while now, Doug, for several years, actually, is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What do you think?
I think that's a good point, that you have to constantly be looking for new and better ways to do it, how to expand it, your ideas, how to grow it, and engage new people, you know, the collaborative age, build new partnerships, build new groups you can work with and help each other.
About 3 years ago, the Small Business Person of the Year, Small Business Company of the Year, was a little foundry company out of Pennsylvania. I think it was Meadville, Pennsylvania, I think is where he was from, up near Erie. And these were a couple of guys who worked for the owner of this foundry. This was a 19th century business, basically. It was an old, you know, Rust Belt kind of a foundry type of thing that was just barely hanging on to the end of the 20th century. And basically the owner was, you know, there's so much foundry work that had gone overseas that he just wasn't able to compete anymore. And he basically was about to close it up. And so there were these two employees who'd been with a company for a number of years. They bought the company from him, turned it around, looked at the 21st century realities, focused the business on what was possible with a foundry in the 21st century with those fresh eyes, and within 5 years became the number one small business in the country. How about that?
No, I was up at a...
Hold on to that thought, Doug. I'm going to let you respond. Yeah. We'll come back after these messages. How about that for reinventing yourself, folks? You can fall in love with what you do, the foundry business. It's okay to love the foundry business, but you can't operate that foundry business or whatever you do as a 20th century company. You got to think not only 20th century, but second decade 21st century. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Standing on the mountain looking down on
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Douglas Campbell is our guest, folks. Douglas Campbell III is the name on the book, Where to Go from Here. That's the new book Doug has published this year. Doug, tell us how we can find it, how we can find you online, and a little bit about your company.
Well, I'm a CEO and executive coach. I help people start and grow businesses. TheSuccessCoach.com, TheSuccessCoach.com. And the book, Where to Go from Here, is on Amazon, or you can email me directly. And also, if people want a PDF of a chapter, just see what it looks like, I'd be glad to send it to them. So they can send me an email at doug@thesuccesscoach.com.
And can they find out more about the book on the website?
Yeah, the website has some of it. Okay, Amazon has an outline of it. You can actually go page by page if you want.
And we'll be featuring it, too, on our website because we like this book. Congratulations on it. Doug, when we went to the break, we were talking about the...
Well, I was going to give you an example. Yeah. I have actually a friend, kind of client up in Rhode Island. He has a manufacturing company, manufactures equipment to break up roads and fix potholes and things like that. And he's gone to this lean manufacturing route, and he actually runs seminars. He had 40 people there at this seminar, including a candidate for the governor of Maine, the head of the Department of Transportation in Rhode Island, the head of the Department of Labor. But he's basically transformed his whole company in the last 6 years, and we went around and met people at the workstations and how they changed their job and how they redesigned it And essentially, his whole message is same day, next day. So if you get, if he gets an order, and he's got 1,600 products, he'll get it out the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he's competing with China and India.
Mm-hmm.
And his goal in 3 to 5 years is to go to same hour, next hour.
Wow.
And this whole transformation of being lean and efficient, he's cut inventory by 2 million, and he's
right.
freed up a third of his plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, he, you know, the output
that's,
is...
And see, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm talking about when I say it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but not in how you do it.
But he made this change at a time that wasn't easy. It had to be done. It was painful.
It was forced on him, but he responded the right way, didn't
and
he?
And now he's taking a leadership role and helping other people do the same thing, which is reinforcing his company and his leadership.
And he'll probably look back and say, thank goodness something kicked me in the rear end and made me do this.
Thank goodness I did it.
Yeah.
I made the step.
But he hated it when it was happening.
Made the investment, took the risk.
That's right.
Challenged my people, and... you know, it's been fantastic. Everyone's energized.
Well, this has happened to me, Doug. It's happened to you. How many times have we had some kind of adversity thrown at us, and we hated it, we didn't like it, we wish it wouldn't happen, we wanted things to stay like they were, and within 1 month or a year, we look back and said, thank you, Lord, you took care of me.
Oh, definitely. I mean, change is opportunity, and now I think more so than ever, you got to figure out, okay, how do I take advantage of the changing marketplace or changing competitor.
Well, I know it's cliche, I know it's trite, but we can't have this conversation without invoking the symbol for a crisis in Chinese. It's the combined characters of danger and opportunity, and you get to decide whether it becomes dangerous or whether it becomes an opportunity.
Right.
Which way you go, it completely depends upon you, doesn't it, Doug?
Completely. And I think attitude and leadership are very important in a small business. You've got to step up. You've got to be positive. You've got to engage people and challenge them. And, you know, sometimes you maybe have to cut back some people just to get positioned to grow again. But you can do it.
Well, and the other thing is, Doug, is, as I've said for a long time, if this were easy, monkeys would be doing it. You know, it's not supposed to be easy, this being a business owner.
It's one of the hardest jobs.
It's as hard as it gets, no question about it. So okay, last thoughts, Doug. We got about a minute and a half or so. Take us out from here. What have we learned? What do we need to know?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of what you're doing uniquely well is really look back at your personal history, look at your values, and actually cover a lot of that in the book that I don't see covered elsewhere.
Values. I'm glad you cover that in the book, because that values is going to be an integral part of the next era, isn't it?
And so what are those values? You know, one of my high values is learning. And, of course, I do a lot of speaking. I do write for newspapers. I interviewed frequently on radio shows, TV, things like that. And, you know, that reinforces how I can help people, and I always learn in the process. So what are those values that are important to you? And then I think also think about this whole collaborative age. You know, what am I doing to adjust to that? What am I doing to better understand it? How is it going to impact me? And, you know, this is a wave, and the wave is breaking, and it's definitely changing. And, you know, sometimes I use the term blowing up or, you know, dramatically long-lasting impact on certain industries, and that's very much the case.
Yeah, and it's on many industries now. Doug, give us that website one more time, please.
The Success Coach, thesuccesscoach.com.
And the book is called Where to Go From Here, available wherever books are sold. Doug, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Jim, thank you.
Douglas Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.